Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report, dynamic, ready to give you the analysis, deep analysis of every news issue that goes well beyond the regular cable news, satellite news networks, and provides you also solutions. We have the amazing, the brilliant Loa Ponte here, of course, is co-author with Greg Smith, is on Neil Cavuto's show every, literally week, on his business show on Fox News Business. And you've written a number of books, and why you might as well introduce it now and how they can get the books, because these books are free. People don't get too many things free. This book does cost money, but it is something that's donated by Craig and yourself to actually supply people with information. I think this is the seventh in the series.
Oh,
what's the title of
it? This is our little Blues Brothers Mission from God. We're just trying to arm people with information.
I love that, the Blues Brothers. Exactly. Blues Brothers means it's for God and creation. You just happen to be a recipient bystander to the glory of kindness. How's that?
That, and we like to just put the information together anyway. So since we have it, since it's in book form, you know, to Craig, whether or not you make a few dollars from selling a book doesn't make any difference to him. I mean, he's a billionaire.
Yeah, he's a billionaire already. So why does he need a small change? He wants to help people because, to be honest with you, one of the statements that I love that Jesus said that was very, very wise, you know, the wisest man who ever lived on earth is Yeshua, is he said, love God with your heart, soul, and mind, love your neighbor as yourself. I have a small corollary that I'm sure Jesus would agree with. Your neighbor is yourself. If you don't have a love of your neighbor equal to yourself, you don't have a decent civilization. You have a horrifying, conflicted melee that's literally like a pit of snakes biting each other. It's awful. And people don't understand.
Yeah, and the ideal of democracy, of course, was that we're all practical people, we're reasonable people, we can sit down together, we can reason together, as the Bible said, and we can come to some compromise that improves life for all of us. But instead, Democrats have now taken the attitude, I am ideologically right, therefore you are ideologically wrong, and you're worse than wrong, you are evil. Because I embody goodness, you, therefore, by differing from me, are evil. And therefore, I can't compromise with you. I can't make a deal with you. I can't. I mean, a few leftists have had their throats virtually cut, politically speaking, simply for the crime of offering to compromise with Donald Trump.
I noticed that, geopolitically.
Make a deal with him.
Well, and you might have been partway there. I saw this new candidate to beat Congressman Crowley, and he was going to be the Speaker of the House if actually Pelosi stepped down or was shoved aside.
28-year-old socialist beat him, yes.
Okay. Now, I looked through the list of the topics that she had, and of about 15 different topics, four of them I could agree with. And I said, you know, that sounds like a pretty reasonable idea, which I'm sure if you have somebody that pivots like Donald Trump or reasonable people in the Republican Party, on those four issues out of about 15, you can pivot. Now, some of the others are, no way, they're off the table, like getting rid of ICE, etc. But the thing is, you also have to figure out how can we afford this with universal health care, where we don't have the government or state agencies or groups of doctors trying to determine the standard of care so that you have to be punished by drug companies, et cetera, but, you know, some of the ideas they had, she has obviously appealed to some people. Some of them are just totally nuts. I mean, you have to understand. But, you know, if we have dialogue, we can always get a situation solved. I believe there's a solution to every problem. In fact, I want to make an interesting statement I think people should start musing on, is that a paradox or a situation or a problem, in a sense, a problem or a paradox, is a answer to a question that your soul, not your mind, has not yet asked. Because if you ask the right questions, you'll always receive the unwinding of the paradox. I call it the unwinding of the Gordian knot of a paradox or a problem is always with the sword, like Alexander the Great, of the knife cutting the Gordian knot. Rather than untying it, we cut it with the sword of the Spirit, which is always reasonableness, humanity, and oneness, isn't it?
And just to clarify your point for anyone who doesn't know, Alexander the Great came to the city, with a Pergamum or whatever, where they had the cart with the Gordian knot tied onto it.
Right.
And whoever dealt with the Gordian knot would therefore be ruler of the world. And so Alexander came, and he immediately asked them, everybody else has been trying to untie it, but you can't see where any of the ties are, the way the knot is put together. So untying it is essentially, does the legend, he asked the caretakers of the knot, does the legend say how the knot must be untied? No? Well, Alexander drew his sword and cut the knot to pieces. And thereby,
wow.
So it's a little bit like Google, isn't it? You know, if you ask exactly the right question in exactly the right words, Google will give you the answer. But if you ask the question in the wrong words or in the wrong order or whatever, it will not answer you the question.
Wow.
And is that not so? In a whole lot, in most cases. I know they have a rigged system politically, so there are some questions they really don't even permit.
Right.
But no, that's the kind of world we deal in. Now, we have two major court-related news topics today.
Exactly.
First, let me say my column at WorldNetDaily, WND.com this week, deals with a central question, and that is the hatest generation, I say, gets even crazier. That is, the millennials have entered into a world in which they are God or they are on God's side, therefore you disagreeing with them are on the devil's side. In other words, they have now put together a formula not for democracy, not for compromise, not for rationality, but for holy war, or as the Muslims call it, jihad. They have literally created a formula for political jihad, and you can't maintain a civilized culture while a jihad is going on. But today we've had already at least some leftists proposing that the next phase will be bombings like the 1960s or like Third World
War. Oh, really?
Bombs.
Now, do they honestly think that that will change the minds or make the right back off? Because what they have to understand, and this is a principle I want people to understand, they're luciferically eye-driven or driven toward the self only, which is what the left is. The left are very self-satisfied. They want to demonize the right so that they dehumanize us. So exterminating us is actually the logical thing to do. It's not to have a dialogue. But I can tell you this is a warning to the left. If you pick a fight with us, number one, if you're at a restaurant and someone came up to me and did what they've done to, say, Pam Bondi, I would pepper spray them first. Then I would clobber them. And if they hauled out a weapon, a knife or a gun, I'd blow them away. They need to understand there is an end to this, and the end is their own life. This is not something they're going to win. So they need to understand we need a dialogue. Yes, we need rational immigration policy. We need to help people in the middle, Central America, so they don't have drug cartels and a destitute people. But yes, we can't take everybody. We can't take 60 million immigrants to America and two-thirds of the people asking asylum. We can't have people coming here that we don't need their skill sets. We do need skill sets. Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs says we need 6 million people with trade skills. Bring them in, even if it's just a work visa. Have a Bracero 2 program. But the thing is, rationality means we don't want a healthcare system. We spend more money than anybody, but we're 46th in the world in terms of quality of healthcare. Yes, we have innovative care, but we also have groups that literally persecute doctors like me that innovate and develop new technology based on science, radiology, toxicology, immunology, and we're persecuted because the financial things about American healthcare is American healthcare gets more money than the next five industries on the entire planet. It's disgusting. The same way as we can't have tax breaks where the sunset for the middle class and they go on forever for the super class, the 2% that keep on getting more and more wealth on the planet. We also have to make sure we stop the gambling of the public banks by getting Glass-Steagall in so they can't take our public money and actually gamble with it to get even wealthier. There's a whole lot of things that are both left and right that should be dialogued, but we can't decay to a point of violence. If we do, believe me, it'll be like the Bolshevik Revolution and the killing of a large class of people. And believe me, the left, if they want to take on the right, they're going to be very sorry for it. People like Mad Maxine Waters, she should already be in jail. The idea of what her inciting violence, this is terminal. This is over the red line already. It's too late. So the title of the article that you put together is called "The Hatest Generation Gets Even Crazier." Now,
yes, not the greatest generation. The hatest. Generation.
Yeah. Now the hatest basically, and this is something that people have to start understanding the nature of what it is to be a human. Now the word human is kind of really twisted. Do you know what the ontogeny of the word human is?
What is the ontogeny of the word?
The ontogeny goes back to the Magna Carta. Isn't that interesting?
It is.
And it goes back to the Magna Carta. And people don't realize, and this is what resulted in the House of Lords and the people that eventually have the Parliament that were a counterbalance to the royalty. The royalty, of course, claimed to be Merovingians, which are blood descendants of Jesus and Mary. That's why the King Arthur of Scotland, etc., and the royals of Europe all claimed to be blood descendants and therefore had the right of kings. But the fact is, the Magna Carta said that we have a class of gentlemen and royals that actually are bales or have the right to own property. And only bales with the right to own property are called humans. And do you know the word human means? If you go to the castle in Edinburgh, Scotland, you'll actually see the symbols. And carved on the capitals of the columns, you'll see a thing called the Green Man. The Green Man is what's called the Serpent Man or human. And human means you're a serpent man. Isn't that interesting? So only serpent man actually had the right to property. And everyone else, and this is an old English, was called a manster, which later got turned slowly with a different vowel to monster. So everybody else is actually subhuman and actually not own, have the right to own property. So the word human actually is a pretty bizarre thing. It's actually not a good thing. It's actually indicating that only us serpent people have a right to property. Is that wild or what?
That is wild.
Now, people don't know the ontogeny of the word. Now, you have to understand that the globalists still believe that. They still believe they're an upper class of humans that have the right to rule over the rest of us, and that because we are profane to understand them, that's why, for example, believe it or not, I get respect from the highest level Masons because they say you couldn't possibly be a manster if you know all of our wiles and our religious things such as telling people in advance what you're going to do, because it proves if they're profane, they deserve to be punished or destroyed. So the profane are the most people in the world that don't want to believe a conspiracy exists. Isn't that wild? It is wild. And I want to tell people what you're doing when you disagree. In fact, the most vile thing you can do on earth is not mass murder, even abortion. Do you know what it is? It's disagreeing with those who bring the word of God, which is the only source of grace. Because the Creator and the destroyer is one. It's God. It's not Satan. Satan's just a perverter. The destroyer is God. And when grace is gone, and that's why I'm worried about America, because America is both the daughter of Zion and the daughter of Babylon. And the Babylonishness is coming out in the left now, and the Rhino right. We have people like Paul Ryan, whose wife is tied to to the Boren family and to the globalists. And you have to understand there's enough Rhino Republicans like John McInsane and others that are just plain vile. These are globalists, just like George Bush and George Bush's family and Bill Clinton. These people, that's why I saw a picture there of Bill Clinton visiting George Bush and bringing him a service dog. And here's George Bush Sr. in his 90s pulling up his pants so he can see his socks and say, it says Bill Clinton on my socks. Did you see that?
I did.
He's actually said that Bill Clinton is his adopted son. He's George Bush's brother. That's because they worked in the same drug cartels, bringing in drugs by aircraft from Central and South America and Mexico. The intel agencies run the drug cartels, and that's why Fast and Furious happened. But even though Mr. Holder was criminally found in contempt of Congress, he's still not wearing an orange jumpsuit. He's going around advising politicians in Northern California. So America is teetering on the edge. We are both a wonderful nation and come to the glorious help of people all over the world, and we're a vile perverter of what we call representative government and the truth. In fact, that's why we've had reinstituted since 1933, including, by the way, Mr. Donald Trump, has reinstituted martial law, which indicates we don't have a constitutional republic. Now, you can chip it away, and I disagree with Deborah Tavares, who says you shouldn't vote, because you can chip away the Constitution off the Capitol buildings or off the courthouses. You can't chip it away from the hearts of Americans who believe we have a right to be represented in government. That's what it is. Our rights are delegated by God through us to our government, and we're the only constitutional republic on the face of the earth now. The first one was Israel before it fell from grace, and the last one's America. We are the only constitutional republics in human history. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing. Now, as to the voice of the people and democracy here, we have the following out this week. A new poll from Rasmussen showing that 59% of people fear that the Trump haters are going to commit serious violence, and 31% predict America is going to plunge into civil war because of them within the next 5 years. Another poll, this one from CBS.
Wow.
This is a left-wing poll, CBS being 92% anti-Trump in its news coverage. Nevertheless, ask people what they think of illegal aliens, and their conclusion was only 21% favor an Obama catch-and-release policy. You remembered Obama more than 25 times declared in speeches, I can't just let the dreamers in. I can't authorize their being here. That's not how our government works. And on the 26th time, he did it by executive order.
Right.
That's why it's so flimsy. But only 21% favor the way Obama behaved. Nearly three-quarters of American people favor incarceration and deportation for illegals, and almost all blame the illegals, not Donald Trump, for the need to jail them and their own children if they drag their children along as accomplices or tools in their intended takeover.
Exactly. I honestly think the Democrats are committing geopolitical suicide. If they actually listen, I watched a Democrat advisor for the Democratic Party say they agreed with Donald Trump and his policy, but then they tried to go off and say that Donald Trump at his marches was pushing and shoving people and recommended he pay the legal costs for people assaulting, people that come and invade the Donald Trump rallies. They need to get a reality check. It's only the left. The right are moral people that will not take out a gun and blow people away. We might pepper spray them if they're spitting in our face and we're at a restaurant.
No, you make a very important point there, because if they thought they were going to easily disarm the American people after unleashing these thugs on ordinary citizens and mostly women, to whom the gun is the only equalizer they have to a 250-pound man,
right.
They can kiss gun confiscation goodbye at this point. They've already proven they are not fit to guide gun confiscation, and certainly not morally fit to do what they like to call public shaming
right.
from people. You know, I remember once a cleric was told that Saddam Hussein was going to declare a holy war against the United States, and he just began to laugh hysterically, and he said, don't you understand, in Islam, to declare a holy war, you yourself have to be holy. Not just anybody can do that. And therefore, what the liberals are doing, they are criminals, they are Marxists, they are America haters, they want this country destroyed, and then they feel they have the moral right to shame other people?
No.
They
in
have
fact,
no moral standing to shame anybody.
Let's put it this way, I'm going to make it personal. I live in Vista, California. You come down here and you try to harass me, you're not going to have a bad day. You try to threaten me in a restaurant, you're going to get pepper sprayed. You try to pull out a weapon, and I'm going to kill you. I'm not going to let you go to the trauma surgeon and have them put your arm back on or whatever. I'm going to kill you quickly. Okay? So don't even start it, because I'll finish it. Welcome back. This is quite an article you have here.
Well, it ties into what we've seen in the world all around. We'll see what the article is for.
The bumper's still going. So I want you to repeat that. This article is pretty amazing, and I'll be posting it up right after the show today on Deagle-Network. Now, you want to go to NutriMedical.com. Our Red Deer Velvet, by the way, is out, and I've been taking this last Friday. It's friggin' amazing. It's the first nutraceutical in the world that is what I call zero-aging nutraceutical. It literally stops or slows down dramatically the whole process of aging and reverses it. It's the first in the world. Now, you still need your other nutraceuticals. You can't just substitute and take this only. But if you're taking our NutriMeds and you add this and maybe peptides and our epigenetic frequency therapy, which, by the way, I'm getting patents on also, I'm going to soon have a collective of technologies that's going to stop and reverse aging. Not a whole bunch of committees or a group of doctors or so-called subspecialty, Dr. Deagle, period. And no one else on earth has this. We're the only ones. And I have a whole series of nutraceuticals I'm going to be launching here shortly that are so remarkable, nobody else on earth, anywhere else, has anything like them, period. Now,
of course,
I want people
of course.
To...
No, go ahead.
I want to mention this. And this is something that I find very challenging, and I want to even challenge you during the show if we can. There is not, and every paradox and every problem is an answer begging your soul to ask the question. Questions don't come out of your mind. Your mind is just trying to sort out time-space, either the left brain or the right brain in terms of artistic and nonlinear thinking. The only place that questions come is from the soul, the heart, the higher self, if you want to call it. And the fact is, you can ask me any question in any sphere on earth, and because of God's given me these natural and supernatural talents, I'll give you an answer and a solution. Just like my ancient ancestor Moshe, you can ask me anything, and I will either give you the immediate answer or a way to break down the problem to find the answer through dialogue, logic, and the rule of the spirit over the mind and the emotions. Because mind and emotions is always luciferic, the left-right dialectic. In fact, that's what our political system is based on. It's based on Luciferianism, which is why it never really solves problems, does it? That's when we get somebody that pivots like Donald Trump, who's got a heart to help the people, even though he's a high-level Royal Archmason. The man has a heart. That's why he even wrote the executive order after all harassment to not separate families, even though it's a letter to the law. But guess what? He's still deporting them. When those children want to be reunited with the parents have to sign a deportation order if they don't have proper asylum. And he's not going to give them a free ride. He's told the people they're going to vote today for this new immigration bill, which is a watered-down version. If it isn't the good lap bill, it's not going to pass through at all. And I'm hoping we get enough senators after 2018. He can just get a clear vote and put in a proper immigration bill that's humane, works with a Bracero 2 program to bring workers up, not through the desert, but in air-conditioned buses with food and water to their work sites and work camps with an anklet to track the buggers. So they can't get off the ranch and have their teenage son go and join a gang in Los Angeles. We need to have a system that's humane, that treats these people and clears out the drug cartels and makes their own nations viable so that their subsistence living is a humane living for people in Central and South America. But remember, our drug cartels are directly tied to our intel agencies, which is why Brenner and Clapper show their teeth to the president even though they're no longer in active office. Because a deep state, like Eisenhower said in the 50s, beware of the military, industrial, and people don't realize, intelligence complex. The intelligence complex has taken over the world with the crazy luciferic billionaires running the planet. That's how bad this is.
Well, them plus the financial sector.
That's what I mean, the billionaire bankers, yeah. The billionaires and the bankers.
Well, this is exactly what Craig Smith and I wrote about in Money, Morality, and the Machine. Did I ever give a phone number for that?
Do that again, please.
Yeah, if you would like a copy of this 250-page book, absolutely free and postpaid, it will literally not cost you a penny, just call the toll-free number 800-630-4145. 1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue, 800-630-1492. I have a question for you.
Right.
In that spirit, Ronald Reagan, and this pertains to my column, Ronald Reagan famously said that freedom is never more than one generation away from destruction.
That's the opening statement of your article.
And in other words, freedom has to be relearned and re-honored with each generation. Thomas Jefferson.
That's a takeoff of the French philosopher de Tocqueville that came to America several hundred years ago and made a similar statement that most basically constitutional republics like America.
He was here in the 1830s.
Right, and he came here a long time ago, and he basically made the statement that he saw that most situations like ours, where there's a voting public that votes and writes, eventually votes in things that actually destroy the idea of a representative government and a republic. And we see that now. We see the emergence of a group of clinically, psychotically, and geopolitically insane now saying that my oppositional parties, we can't dialogue because they're subhuman. We only can tolerate them if we destroy and burn their bones. That's how bad it's gotten, isn't it?
Well, the founders recognized that if you let people vote themselves money out of the public treasury via welfare or other things, they will do so, and that will destroy the republic. There's no doubt.
Right.
Because, as one French philosopher put it, you know, government is the great illusion by which everybody tries to live at the expense of everybody else.
Exactly.
And the brutal reality is government lives at the expense of all of us. Now, the question is, we're faced with such a generation that represents a 4-point IQ drop in our culture, a generation 30 to 40% of whom love socialism, live at home, get all their needs met by mom and dad as they live in the basement watching left-wing television 7 days a week.
Right.
And they believe in socialism. They've never worked for a living, so they don't understand why.
They live it already.
Yeah, and they're just jealous of those who have more money than they do, so they have to stay at home Saturday night watching Saturday Night Live, and it's left-wing crap, rather than go out on an actual date. Not to be picky, but in other words, what can be done with this one-third of the millennials who is now so mentally deficient, so permanently locked into childhood and petulance and adolescence and throwing fits? I mean, what are you going to do, or what can transform that generation, or do we just have to outlive them?
I think what we have to do is they're going to go through a process of rapid and painful maturation. You've seen this. I've seen it myself. We have these pie-in-the-sky ideas, not based on reality, but some kind of dream state, almost like we're they say before your age of eight. That's why you'll notice in the Bible that no one gets appointed to be a prophet after age eight. Did you know that? You didn't know that. You know that if you actually go chronologically through the Bible, no one gets called for a prophet after age of eight. The reason is you're exiting the dream state into reality, and if you actually take an adult and expose them to the reality of the eternal while they're still living in the temporal, they become insane. So you have to have a child who's just transitioning from the dream state into reality to call them to understand both worlds, the world of time, space, and the world of the eternal. Because that's what the prophets and apostles live in, just like God says, he lives in the eternal. To God, there's no such thing as a past or future. To God, everything is now. And the same with anybody who's called to speak for God from the eternal, which is the source of all power, all wisdom, and all knowledge, and all good, is the eternal. It's not the temporal. Temporal can only bring sin, suffering, destitution, and domination.
And even worse, the temporal is about to bring us on July 1st, just 3 days before our Independence Day, a new president of Mexico, who, according to the polls anyway, will be Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who is a socialist Marxist.
Yeah, I've heard some of the statements he's made are pretty vile, aren't they?
And it was the notorious statement that any North American, any Mexican, has a human right to move to the United States. So he is prepared to make a mass effort by the Mexican government and society to let everyone move to the United States.
Does he have any conception in his dumb mind what Donald Trump and the Trumpites will do, even if Trump is not here after 2025, what we will do to Mexico in terms of not only a wall, but trade deals, etc.? Does he have any idea of the destitution he'll bring on his own nation if he does this kind of crap?
Well, obviously not. He's a socialist.
He's an idiot, okay?
To be a socialist is to be mentally defective.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. It's a form of socio-political brain damage. And they lack compassion for their fellows. That's what's...
Want revenge on the...
Well, welcome back. I was looking at this article, and I'm really kind of shocked by it, about this article, about this activist, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, 28-year-old Latina running for first campaign, ousted 10-term incumbent Joe Crowley. Now, Crowley didn't even debate her, which I think he should have, because if he actually used some intellectual power with his numbskull, of the 15 things she had, four could be worked out with some kind of compromise. The rest of them are crazy, psychotic ideas that no one can do or afford, or it'll destroy America.
Well, remember, she's getting her votes from what? From millennials.
Right.
From this mentally defective subclass within our culture. Now, Crowley was the number four ranking Democrat in the House of Representatives. He was a potential successor to Nancy Pelosi.
Right.
He'd been there 10 terms.
Wow.
I mean, it's astonishing. And yet, what is she? She is an activist in a group called Democratic Socialists of America, which is essentially the same thing as the Progressive Caucus. In fact, they used to in Congress, and that includes Nancy Pelosi, that's the crazy woman from California.
Right, you're talking about the Mad Maxine?
Yelling so much. That's the kind of values they represent. Most Americans don't understand. Since 1992, the Communist Party USA has stopped running its own presidential candidates. It simply orders its members to vote for the Democratic candidate for president. Think about that. That means the Democratic Party and the Communist Party are now so close together, the communists find Democrats acceptable. And the bridge between those two is Democratic Socialists of America, which, of course, is not democratic at all. In fact, Democratic Socialists of America, you remember reading that our Secretary of Homeland Security, Kirstjen Nielsen, was attacked at a restaurant by a group screaming and yelling and cursing at her.
Right.
That group was a gathering of Democratic Socialists of America.
Wow.
Led by a person who works on the Hill for the Department of Justice.
Wow.
Think about that. A young woman. And this is the kind of hatist generation we now face in America. Now, two quick decisions that came down from the courts. Number one, this tradition of violence came originally from the Democratic Party supporting labor unions.
Right.
Whereas a labor union activist, I remember, could get away with basically anything. Ed Rendell, when he was governor of Pennsylvania, there was an instance where he was speaking before a gathering of Teamsters union people, and one person had dared to show up a block away with a picket sign protesting the Teamsters. He was set on by four union thugs, beaten to almost, he nearly died from it. He was permanently crippled by the beating, and Ed Rendell's only response is, well, what did he expect? He was asking for trouble. The same way they say Trump is asking for trouble by opposing the Marxists.
Well, let's put it this way. I'm a different kind of subspecies of human. I'm a Joshua-type ancient Hebrew Christian. And a lot of the right, and there's 40, 94 million armed Americans. First off, this one that won this term against Crowell wants to disarm all Americans. If they try to come for his guns, we're going to give them back to them one bullet at a time. Plus, as I stated on the show, and I tell people, if you want the technology, contact me and I'll give it to you. I'll just send you the clip that's been up there for years with John Moore and others.
What was the phrase when the Persians confronted the 300 Spartans at Thermopylae? The Persian king ordered them to surrender their weapons. And the Persian and the Spartans replied with the phrase, Molon Labe, come and get them.
Right. Now, here's what I'm telling.
300 Spartans then killed 50,000 Persian troops.
Well, let me put what I'm going to say now, and it's going to be very shocking, but better listen up. Because it shocks even my wife, but I'm going to say it anyway. I have the technology. Two of the technologies were taught to me by Delta Force, Special Ops. And I'll give it to you if you contact me, how to make this technology out of things in your garage or going to a hardware store. A hell of a lot more dangerous than guns. And if they want to come get our guns, they're not going to have a bad day. They're going to die. And they need to understand some of this is remote technology that can hit people from a long distance away. They're not going to even know what's going to happen to them. There's no pop sound. There's nothing else to warn them that they're dying. So they need to understand this is not a pathway you don't want to go down. That's why, for example, America only negotiate from a position of strength internationally to China and Russia because we need to get strong again. But the same thing, the right needs to say, look, we're compassionate. We want a dialogue. We want health care that's affordable for everybody. We want life extension technology. We want GMO food and toxic water in places like Flint, Michigan off the table so we have clean water for our babies. We don't want to vaccinate children away so they get ADD, ADHD. And by the way, if you're black or Hispanic and have certain gene polymorphisms, you're 3 to 5 times more likely to get autism from vaccines. Do they know that? I can prove it to them with blood testing, okay?
Okay.
So the idea that they somehow think they know more than Dr. Deagle, I bring it on, damn it. I'm sick and tired of people thinking that their demonic ideas are going to rule over us and they're going to force our ideas down our throat like this one Maxine Crazy Waters. And in the next hour, we're going to talk about this with Matthew because some of these people have gene polymorphisms, not only their recombinant DNA, but also their mitochondrial DNA, like monoamine oxidase gene SNPs. And these people are clinically violent and insane, and it can be fixed. It can be fixed, but we have to face the music. The problem is social engineering is not going to fix these things. It's going to be fixed by things like finding out why people are screwed up. For example, why are so many young people now clinically psychotic, and why is their IQ dropping? Why are so many men now impotent in their 30s? Why is the sperm count dropping at 1% per decade since the 70s? Why are we seeing feminization of males? Why do we see feminization even of alligators in our environment? What's going on to our society?
Testosterone altogether is down, 60%?
Exactly. Now, we don't have male, we have male-ishness now. I don't drink fluoridated water, neither do my sons. I'm going to tell you, if you don't understand what's going on, you're seeing the violation of the nature of human biology on purpose by the global elite because they know that this is bad.
Okay, we saw two major things about the Supreme Court today. Number one, in the Janus case, they handed down a ruling. I wrote about this in great detail last February at American Thinker. You have to understand that the unions up till now, especially the public employees unions, have been able to force people to join and pay dues, 90% of which go to the Democratic Party, even though 32% of those who were forced to be in such unions tend to be Republican or Republican-leaning. Their money is taken away from them. They are the number one source of money for the Democratic Party. The Supreme Court struck all that down today.
That's amazing.
That you cannot force people to pay dues. Because unions are like a political party themselves. They're inherently politically biased and oriented towards certain objectives. It is simply unfair and unjust and un-American to force them to contribute to a political party they hate.
Well, I'd like to change their name. Why don't we refer to them no longer as Democratic, because they aren't. How about we'll call them the Dumb and Crappy Party?
Well, that would certainly be a great step forward in truth. The second thing that happened after that ruling today, the last ruling of the year by the U.S. Supreme Court, is that Justice Anthony Kennedy has announced he is leaving the court as of July 31st. Trump will appoint his successor. When he appointed Gorsuch to the Supreme Court, Gorsuch had been a clerk for Justice Kennedy on the Supreme Court. There is another person on the Federalist list of 21 or so perfect, ultra-conservative, young, dynamic Supreme Court potential justices. Another one of which was a clerk for Justice Kennedy.
Wow.
So we may have two Kennedy clerks.
Wow. And, of course, we know that you... I've changed your name, by the way. I do this as part of my Deagle Dictionary over in Deagle. It's called Word Salad Dictionary. It's Ruth Gator, like an alligator, Ginsburg. She's about to go, too. And my guess is she'll go either before or right after the 2018. And now we'll have two more justices. The court, if they have a relatively young justice in their 40s or 50s, will change the court forever, and it'll be a constitutional court that'll be not based on the idea that it's a living document that can change with time, that it's when it's written, it's the way it's written to protect our rights, including the right to free speech and public discourse and the right to bear arms and protect ourselves from government, not by government.
So I hope people will get the free book by calling 800-630-1492. We'll pay the shipping and everything. It won't cost you a penny. 800-630-1492. Thank you for an incredibly enlightening show, Dr.
Yeah, I got a new title for you. You and I are geopolitical plastic surgeons. We are removing the second face. We are both the daughter of Zion and the daughter of Babylon. We're doing a Babylonectomy. How's that?
I love that.
We're geopolitical plastic surgeons, cutting off that other face. How's that?
A baby face or a baby long.
Yeah, the Babylon face. How's that?
Love it.
A Babylonectomy. You like that?
You could save this country.
Well, we're not going to save it. God's going to save it. We're just his proxies. We're doing our part. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.